what goes on in these campuses. A lot of people say, hey, there are Jewish camps in this country, Christian camps in this country. Why can't we have a Muslim camp?
Because these are truly no-go zones. Unlike the ones in Europe, which I visited, you can actually walk into those no-go zones. You can walk in with your cameras. You can talk to people. But in these particular no-go zones, you cannot get into. They have gates. They have armed guards. They have security forces. And when you go up into them, you're specifically told to leave these particular areas. And they're particularly dangerous.
So name some towns, name some cities, name some states. Where are
you?
Well,
we have them in Texas, Sweeney, Texas. We have them in York, South Carolina. We have them in Commerce, Georgia. We have them in Red House, Virginia. We have them in upstate New York. We have them in California. We have them in Michigan. They're scattered all around the United States.
So right now, when you call an officer and say, hey, wait a second, you got an enclave here. This is Islamic extremists being trained on our ground. What is the law enforcement's reaction?
FBI's reaction is that, look, you know, they have the First Amendment and other American rights to operate these enclaves in the United States, regardless of the type of weapon training, guerrilla warfare training that's going on inside of them.